right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. That's right. You were off yesterday. Welcome back, Nev.
I'm back. I got one for you. This right here, man, you got to pull over when a prank like this, you got to pull over. Pull over, but keep your seatbelt on. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
If you in your car, pull over, but keep your seatbelt on. It's that kind of prank.
It's going to be ignorant.
It's going to be ignorant. This is stupid right here. This right here is the cake lady. The cake lady.
Cake lady.
Lord, today. Let's go, cat dog.
Cake. This is Barbara.
Yeah, I need to ask you, what kind of cakes do y'all make at this place?
Well, sir, we make all occasion cakes. Birthday cakes, anniversary cakes, wedding cakes. Pretty much whatever you need. What you looking for?
Do y'all be making adult cakes?
Yes, sir. A few adult cakes, you know, bachelorette parties and, you know, wedding. What exactly are you looking for, sir?
No. The problem is this right here. I ordered a cake from you all on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
It was supposed to be delivered to my daughter's school on Tuesday. And, you know, she in junior high school, 13 years old. The cake was supposed to have Hannah Montana on it. And it was supposed to say happy birthday. Now, the cake get delivered over there today. And I can't for the life of me believe that this has happened. We in her classroom. All the classmates is in there. Some teachers in there. The principal then came down. We finna have cake and ice cream for the kids. And when they open up the cake, it's a man's private part on the cake.
What? Oh, no, sir. No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. No. We have never made a mistake like that.
Y'all made that mistake. I've been calling this place all day. Y'all done made this mistake, and somebody gonna pay for this. I got 13 year old kids.
No, you're gonna have to lower it down now, okay? Because we can't get nothing settled if you yelling and I can't hear you, okay?
I need to lower that. You should have lowered that private part off that cake.
Sir, what is your name?
My name is Trevor.
And now, where was the cake supposed to be going?
Middle school.
Middle school. Now, when was it delivered, sir?
I just don't see that's it right there. You can't remember. That's how y'all made the mistake.
Sir, please just answer the question so we can get this settled, sir.
No, who is the owner there?
Excuse me, I am the owner. My name is Barbara. Now, if you give me the information, I'll try to make this thing right because it couldn't have been my company. Are you absolutely sure, sir?
I'm positive. Y'all is the ones that delivered the cake. Listen, I got all these 13-year-old kids and they're traumatized, and the teachers and the principal are looking at me crazy.
I understand, sir, but I need to calm down just for a minute. Let me ask you this.
Wait. You want me to calm down? You should have took that private part down off the cake.
I can understand, but I don't think it was my company, okay? Because we have never made a mistake like that. Now, we're very careful with that kind of stuff. Now, sir, hold on 1 minute. Come here. Do you know anything about a cake delivery, a Hannah Montana cake, going to middle school today? Did y'all make any deliveries? Okay, thanks. Sir, I just talked to my driver, and he's been with me about 8 years, sir, and we've never had a problem like this. He's never delivered a cake over there, sir. Are you sure it was my company?
It's damn sure this place, lady. It's this place. Your driver lying.
You know, mistakes can be made, but I cannot...
You can't make no mistake like that when you got a man's private part in front of a bunch of 13-year-old kids at a junior high school.
I can understand. I would be upset, too. I have children, too. So I can understand what you're trying to say, but, sir, what I'm trying to tell you is this is not my company you're talking about. We wouldn't have done anything like that. I've been in business for 13 years.
What is your name?
My name is Barbara.
Okay. So you're the one behind all of this on this... cake was supposed to be Hannah Montana and wind up being a man's private part on the cake.
Sir, come on, stop and think about this.
You would not deliver a cake to a
high school, an adult cake to a school. Now, I understand you upset.
Do you understand what has happened at my daughter's school?
I apologize for it, sir, but I don't believe that you ordered the cake from my company. Okay? As a matter of fact, we make cakes on Friday, sir. Wasn't no cake delivered today. Sir, it's a Tuesday.
And what the hell? That means it's a Tuesday. Ain't nobody eating cake on Tuesday?
Sir, I have told you that couldn't have happened here at my company. Okay?
Okay, let me tell you.
I'll be happy to make a cake for you, sir, and to send it to your daughter. But, sir, it wasn't my company.
I don't want no more cakes. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you what I'm finna do, lady. I'm finna call my lawyer. I'm finna get with the police. And I'm coming over there to shut that down. You won't sell a cupcake when I get through with your...
Oh, sir, you know what? Now, you done gone too far. Let me tell you something. This is my business that I done worked for 13 years to build. You ain't finna come up here doing
I'm finna shut that down.
You come up
I'm
here and find more icing up your your mammy won't even know who you are. You need to get off my phone with this. That's some ignorant in the first place, sir. How dare you call me with that? And what the is your name?
I already told you my name is Trevor.
Well, that's Trevor, bring your up here and I got something for you. Bring your and the police. Do you think I'm gonna let some little like you come jeopardize my business? I've been in business too long. I know what the I'm doing. Now, I don't know who the you call, but it will show not my company. Do you understand me?
I understand everything you saying, and I understand when I get over there, I'm gonna shut it down. Me and the police.
You won't come out here and get your shut down, and you're gonna have a daughter crying over your. Now, I done told you what my company. Now, get off my phone. Do you hear me?
I got one more thing I need to say to you, lady.
It's thing to tell me talking about shutting down my company.
Yes, I got one more thing. Is you listening to me?
I ain't listening. What you got to say to me?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your girlfriend.
That oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh. Oh, y'all stop it. I got to get off this phone. Oh, my God. I'm a killer. I'm a killer. Bye. Hello? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Please tell me I'm not on the radio.
No.
Oh, geez.
You ain't on the radio now, but you're going to be on there in the morning.
Oh, Lord, no, no. My preacher and everybody else going to be on it. Oh, my God. I'm a killer. I'm going to kill it. I'm going to get me a cake and go to her job and up. Lord, oh, Lord. Y'all going to get somebody up playing like that, you know? She going to have to look out every day. She ain't going to never where it's coming from. I'm going to be like the thief in the night on her.
Miss Barbara, I got to ask you one more thing. What is the baddest, I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show. Y'all what?
Hey, can you make a socket to me cake?
Yeah, I can make a socket to your cake, but you better hope it ain't got a gun in it. Y'all don't mess around, get around messing with somebody like that. They business now.
Listen. If you're not giving me a round of applause right here with this right here. I come on now.
You threw.
Come on.
You threw it up.
Come on. Get a prankster something. You got
come
to.
Come on, King of Pranks.
You got to. What?
Pranking live on stage. You doing pranks at the job. But you pranking, don't.
He's a prankster, isn't he?
Junior, I got to start getting these people I want to get, Junior. Like, see, Stephen A. need to be pranked right now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
I mean, okay. It's time.
Okay. You can get his number from your uncle. He has his number.
I got Stephen A. number in my phone. Yeah. I just got to figure out how I want to handle this.
Yeah.
But it's time for Stephen A. Who else do y'all think it's time for?
Oh. Anybody that work in the government?
Anybody.
This ain't a good time.
They need to work on opening
the government. Come down there and do their job. They'll open this government back up.
But Stephen A. is a good first candidate for me to like.
Yeah.
That's pretty good, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I like it.
Okay. Stephen A., I'm going to figure out some more. Don't worry about it. Time is coming. I always know time is coming. Here you go.
Okay. All right, nephew. Thank you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.